Yeah, find the mind especially distractible during meal times. Partly this reflects long-standing habits of talking, reading, listening to news, etc. while eating. In the retreat context, it's also due to the heightened quote-unquote social aspect of mealtime, even though in silence. Can you give some suggestions for staying more present and mindful while eating? Deep bow of gratitude for your wonderful teachings. One, I think, is just recognizing that by its nature, eating is going to, and meal times are going to be a particularly vulnerable time for the mind to be distracted. And on a retreat time, it's about the only thing to look forward to. And then, of course, there is a certain containment in the meditation hall, although one is with other people. But in the meal setting, then, you know, there's some movement and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, it's natural that there's going to be an inclination to more distraction. Factoring that in is important, so that rather than coming from an ideal of, oh, I should be mindful and composed and settled at all times, it's sort of saying, oh, meal times are, you know, they really grab my attention. And then, how do I work with that? So then finding an object of meditation or object of attention within oneself. Okay, paying attention to that bodily presence, feeling of contact, say with the touch of the floor, grounding one's attention in that, observing the way that the mind is attracted to the food, but then sort of looking at, oh, look at that. It's actually, all I'm seeing is color, but it has a different meaning. Just sort of analyzing or reflecting of the experience and what we build into a distraction. So then you start to learn that process of how that works, and then then you can take that back for reflection. Another. I think it's just finding if you find that after having received one's food, finding a quiet place that's away from the others, and have the meal a bit more separated so it has less impact. So there's different ways of working with it, but I think one of the main things is really giving oneself the opportunity to investigate and contemplate, oh, how's that process work? Because you really learn something through that. You know, the nature of when the Buddha talks about, say, different nutriments, one is the actual nutriment of physical food, but then the others are more mental nutriments. But that first one, the Buddha says, when one understands the nature, say, food as a nutriment, one understands the five strands of sense pleasure, or sense desire. The nature of sense desire is understood by when one understands food as a nutriment, so that one's reflected on the effect that it has on the mind, and how external objects impact the internal process of our desire and attachment structure.